All right, one of our favorite guests has returned. Rick Rann is the co-founder of the World's Fair Memorabilia Show. And every year that Rick comes in, I am amazed by some of the stuff he brings. You have gotten some great pictures from Rick, and we'll tell you how you can go to the 22nd Annual World's Fair Memorabilia Show, which is happening this Sunday at the Elk Grove Holiday Inn in Elk Grove Village. First of all, hi, Rick. How are you? Thanks for coming again.
Hey, Wendy. Hi, Bill.
You have just such amazing things that bring us back to a time like Bozo, for instance. You brought me a little something. I was never lucky enough to go to the Bozo show.
Nor was I, but I remember running home at noon for lunch and like at 12:30 watching the, you know, grand prize game to see how many silver dollars were in bucket number six.
Well, Mr. Richie Rich, Bill Leff, got to go.
And they'll add a silver dollar every day till someone wins them all.
With a giant Tootsie Roll.
And you get the new mode hosiery with the no-bind top.
And a Schwinn bike if
and
you
a Bun candy
six.
Bar.
Yes, those were good times.
My daughter got one bucket when she was actually picked for it when we went in 89. And she was only three. I am flea. So we have the video of it with Bozo. And she got one bucket, a free like a sparkly or something, a little sparkly horse. She was thrilled.
If I remember right, they wouldn't let you miss that first bucket. There were kids sometimes.
Try again.
Yeah,
right.
they would give them a mulligan and let them take
a
second
shot. She was
thrilled.
She was only three. She didn't know.
That's excellent.
But then all bets are off. They don't care if you miss number two.
Right. No leaning.
So you brought a ticket from the original Bozo from 1983, and an interesting day, because when you took your daughter to that taping of Bozo, you did what afterwards?
Well, I had some friends come with us. She actually called up a friend of my wife and called up and scammed a couple tickets for her kids. So she drove us down there, and then I hopped on the Addison Street bus to go to the Cubs playoff game in 89. It was 89, so I got to see the Bozo show at like 4 o'clock. Hopped on the bus and went to the Cubs game, saw him win a playoff game.
That's a good day.
That's a full day.
Yes, it was.
How did you become such an archivist of all things Chicago? What's in your chemical makeup for that happened?
I've always collected stuff like comic books. I started out collecting comic books in the 60s, and I just started collecting more and more stuff on the Chicago World's Fair. And it was really an interesting time in 1933 and 34. It brought 39 million people to Chicago over 2 years.
39 million people?
39 billion.
Wow. Million.
That just blows me away. And now this particular show that's going on, the 22nd Annual World's Fair Memorabilia Show, it's happening this Sunday, the 17th, from 10 to 4 p.m., Elk Grove Holiday Inn on Bussey Road in Elk Grove Village. Admission is a mere $6, $5 for seniors. You can find out more information at worldsfairshow.com.
Right. At this show, we have about a display of items, including items from the Enchanted Island, which is a child's paradise at the World's Fair. Here's a trolley poster from it.
The artwork is spectacular.
Yeah, and it actually includes Wizard of Oz, the Tin Woodsman, and it had a giant coaster wagon. I showed you a photo of the giant coaster wagon, which was by Radio Flyer, but it was done by Park Ridge native Alfonso Iannelli.
That's giant. It's as big as a building.
It's a giant coaster wagon, which Radio Flyer is still in Chicago, and still they have a giant wagon which they'll bring around to events and certain stores, but they don't have the kid in the top of it, but it's pretty cool. That actually had a store inside of that building, and then you could buy regular size wagons, or you could buy little souvenir wagons.
Oh, look at that.
My niece just had a baby, so my great-niece Adeline, and my niece just said, you know, her birthday's coming up, in June, and we could really use a Radio Flyer wagon. So still to this day, it just has a special place in everyone's hearts.
Oh, yeah. It's,
although
it's,
they're not deep enough, I got to say.
They should be deeper.
They should be.
They should absolutely be deeper. Now, the one you're showing us, the old Radio Flyer giant wagon, it's about a story high. And then there's a boy on top that's another story and a half, maybe two.
Yeah.
Is he made of wood? He looks like
I believe he's probably carved.
Oh, is he? Yeah.
Can you see any of these items that are up for bid on the website?
You can see some of the posters on the website, but we will have, there'll be about 20 items, 20 tables of items for sale from the 1933 fair and also the 1893 Columbian Exposition. We also show home movies and newsreels on video from the 1933 World's Fair, and there'll be a bunch of dealers with World's Fair memorabilia you can look at, trade, or, you know, if you're looking for something specific.
I remember seeing them in newsreels, and I would get so excited to see them the way it was covered in newsreels back then. It was so much fun to see. You've seen those, obviously.
Oh, right? Yeah, the newsreels are great. I mean, I remember one where it's where there's a guy going to the through the turnstile, the narrator, Ed Hurley or something like that. Well, it must be Fat Day at the Fair. You know, it's like completely
in the newsreel.
Yeah, he actually says that because it's a person.
Hello, Mr. Chubby. I hope you're enjoying the fair.
Exactly.
It's the World's Fair Memorabilia Show, 22nd annual, out in Elk Grove Village this Sunday from 10 to 4. What are some of the unusual items? Are there some really bizarre ones?
Oh, I have uniforms. It won't be at the show, but I have, you know, like a guide's uniform. One time a man brought in a dress from a woman who worked at the Western Union exhibit at the World's Fair. Someone brought in a roller chair once, like the kind you'd probably see at Brookfield Zoo back in the old days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the fiberglass kind of thing.
And it was a roller chair, and at the World's Fair, they would have college kids for, probably, I think it was 50 cents an hour, would push you around in a roller chair, or they also had rickshaw. They had college athletes that would pull you around a rickshaw if you could afford the, you know, dollar an hour, if you had the big money back then.
That kills me. Listen, a dollar an hour.
Right. That's how it should be. Are you still amazed, like, when you attend these shows, somebody must bring in something that you say to yourself, well, I've been doing this a long time, but I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah. Usually there's always something new that, you know, they just made so many thousands of island items. I mean, just pamphlets that were given out at the show. I have probably 1,300 that were given out at the World's Fair by different companies, yeah. Brunswick, Shell, you know, all the different companies gave out brochures. So there's all kinds of amazing things.
Rick Rann is the co-founder of the World's Fair Memorabilia Show. The 22nd annual World's Fair Memorabilia Show is happening this Sunday, the 17th, from 10 to 4 p.m. at the Elk Grove Holiday Inn. It's 1000 Bussey Road in Elk Grove Village. Again, $6 to get in and just get a little history lesson when you go in. You can go to worldsfairshow.com for more information. We'll take a quick break. And if you have any questions or comments, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy, 720 WGN. And after waiting for more than 20 years, the band Chicago is finally getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Dean Richards has the inside story. That would be Dean Richards has the inside story tonight at WGN TV News at 9. We're on WGN TV News.
We are. Yeah. Rick Rann is here, co-founder of the World's Fair Memorabilia Show. This is the 22nd annual World's Fair Memorabilia Show. It takes place this Sunday, the 17th, from 10 to 4 p.m. at the Elk Grove Holiday Inn. That's on Bussey Road. Admission, this is a bargain, $6, $5 for seniors. You want to go to worldfairshow.com for all your information.
And we have some people who have some items that they can either bring and trade, or can you sell them there too?
Yeah, I mean, you can walk around to the different dealers and see if, because I still collect this stuff, so...
You may be interested.
I bought that Western Union dress, and it really wasn't Mark World's Fair, but it sounded good, and then... Mm-hmm. I contacted the Smithsonian Institution, and they actually had the Western Union files, and I purchased for like $20 a digital copy of all the employees that worked there, and sure enough, it's the exact dress.
Wow.
That is wild. All right, well, listener Chris has something. What do you have from the World's Fair?
Hi, Wendy. Well, actually, several years ago, I bought a rather large collection of World's Fair memorabilia from 1933, 1934. And when I was going through it, I came upon a pin, and it was a pin of the Graf Zeppelin, and it had the swastika on the pin of the Graf Zeppelin. From what I could find out, these were given out during German Day that was held at Masonic Temple, and there's a story behind it. I wanted to just clarify if the story is true, that when the captain of the Graf Zeppelin flew over from Germany, he was making a sweep down the lake shore, but in order not to offend the general public, he flew so that only the side with the German colors on the fin were visible, but not the swastika. And is that a true story?
That's what I've heard, what I've read about. I just told Bill that a little while ago, that, you know, they flew it down on the opposite side so the swastika wouldn't be visible. That's what I've read. I wasn't there. But
couldn't they have suggested to the good people over at Graf Zeppelin, hey, just to make everybody a little more comfortable, could we cover that up for the fair? They wouldn't have considered that, huh?
Probably not.
No?
And it would look tacky.
Yeah. Well, as does a swastika, though.
Yeah, true. Good point.
Yeah.
Chris, there's your information. It appears to be true.
Thank you very much, guys.
Have a good one. You should go to the show and check things out. Gary has something from the World's Fair. Gary, what do you have?
Hi, I have a copper cup that is etched on the bottom. I know it's copper because it says solid copper. And the initials WB, and on one side it says, one side of the cup, it says 1934, Century of Progress, Chicago. And then on the back side it says Travel Building. I was wondering if you had anything like that in your collection or if this had any value.
I have a copper cup like that. I'm not sure if it has a transportation building, but a lot of things they would make and sell as souvenirs, so you could have it etched with your initials, your friend's initials. It's probably worth $15 to $20. Not great value, but it's, you know, people still collect that type of thing.
Yeah, it's a keepsake from my wife's grandmother, so we're definitely going to hold on to it.
Are those her initials, the WB?
No.
She was there with the Warner Brothers.
Yeah, I guess so.
They hung out together.
Well, thank you so much, Gary. And a lot of people are intrigued by a lot of this stuff from the World Fair. Somebody wanted to know, why did it end? Why did they stop doing it?
Well, the World's Fair was only supposed to go 1 year. It was supposed to go from May through November 11th of 33. And at the end of around October 33, they still owed some money on the bonds because it was all done without any public money. It was all privately raised money. No public monies were used. So at the last minute, they decided to hold it over for another year, and it went through May through October 34. And by the end of, by Halloween Day 34, when it ended, they actually had made a little bit of a profit of about $100,000, which was donated to local area institutions.
Yeah. And that was a huge amount of money back then.
Oh, sure, sure. Do they still do, forgive me for not knowing this, but do World's Fairs still exist?
Yeah, they still have them? They have, basically, there's a commission that designates which ones can do it. Like, you know, in 1992, they wanted to do a Chicago World's Fair, so they have to propose it to a commission. And the last one, I think, was in, well, there was probably one after this, but 2010 in Shanghai, China, there was one.
There
but
was.
Since the world's so small, it's not as, you know, back in 33, they had little villages at the World's Fair. So, you know, you can go in and see what supposedly looked like the Belgian village and the Dutch village.
Yeah.
So it was probably maybe what Epcot Center became at you know, in the future.
Yeah. I remember Knoxville had one when I was in high school. We didn't
1982,
go to
1982 Knoxville, yeah.
We drove through, but we didn't go.
84 New Orleans,
oh, right.
86 Vancouver. I mean, they've had them every couple of years, but
that's
they've never
cool.
really made, most of them haven't made a lot of money.
No.
All right, here's an interesting story, and I will forward this information to you. Rick Rand in the studio, co-founder of the World's Fair Memorabilia Show. Again, the show will be happening this Sunday in Elk Grove Village. We'll give you all the details. But this is from a texter. Our great-grandfather, Edward Dunn, with an E at the end, was commissioner of the fair, former Chicago mayor and Illinois governor. Is there anything with his picture on it? We're looking for stuff for next Saturday's family reunion or gathering when he's inducted into the Irish American Hall of Fame at the Irish American Heritage Center, and there's a listener who has information and a phone number in case something.
Is it this Saturday?
I think so.
The 16th or the 23rd?
Oh, well, that's a good point because the memorabilia show is Sunday.
Yeah, if he emails me, if he goes to the website, he can email me and I'll see when I'm going through my stuff because I have, you know, like who's who in Chicago because I have like a 14-karat gold badge, which was one of the trustees of the World's Fair. I guess you could wear that and probably get anywhere at the World's Fair, but I have like a who's who in Chicago, so you can look it up and see who the people are. But I'll see if I have anything with his picture on it.
All right, really quickly, because we have a couple of callers here. Larry, what do you have? We have like 30 seconds here.
I have three tickets with the stub still attached from the 1893 at Columbia Exposition, and I was just wondering if they're worth anything.
Does it have a specific day mentioned on there, like Chicago Day, or?
Yeah, there's a there's one specific day. I've got a bunch of tickets without the stub that have all kinds of different days mentioned on it, but I have three with the stub. I'm not at home, so I don't know
what
they are.
I mean, since Devil in the White City came out, the book, it's been so popular that the tickets have skyrocketed in value, and most of the 1893 tickets are worth $25 and up. There were a whole bunch that with stubs that were sold by the Caxton Company after the World's Fair as souvenirs, like a set of eight. They had like Benjamin Franklin, Handel, Abraham Lincoln, a lot of those are in the $25 to $75 range.
Okay, that doesn't sound like it's quite enough for me to retire then.
Okay, probably
thank
not.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Larry.
I'm surprised not more because I see Riverview tickets going for $25 each. So I'm shocked that those
are worth more. Well, there was a lot of them that were sold as souvenirs.
Oh, is that why?
It's like the 33 World's Fair. A lot of the tickets, they sold 22 million one year, so a lot of them are very common. But they did have tickets for specific days. And if people bring items to the show, we can give them an idea worth or if they could find out if they want to sell it.
How great is this? Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to get to all these questions and texts. So here's what you need to know. 22nd Annual World's Fair Memorabilia Show. It's going on this Sunday, the 17th, from 10 to 4 p.m. at the Elk Grove Holiday Inn. It's 1000 Bussey Road in Elk Grove Village. A mere $6 to get in, $5 for seniors. You can find out all the details at worldsfairshow.com. And Rick, for people like including Edward Dunn's family, how do they get in touch with you to find out if their stuff is worth something?
You know, if they just Google World's Fair and Rick Rann, R-A-N-N, they'll find it. Or then go to worldsfairshow.com. If they email me, I can, you know, let them know, like with Mr. Dunn, I see if I can find something. Hopefully it's a week from Saturday because that'll give me more time.
Yeah, because this is before the show. It's not going to work.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you
so much.
Always
Rick.
A pleasure. Thanks
Phil.
For the gifts. I got a Bozo ticket. And
how about that? You can finally go see Bozo.
Pictures of Bozo.
It paid off eventually.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. A quick break, then some news. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN.